Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Yes, hi.
I'm speaking with Regina, right? Okay, I just wanted to
Yes.
call to let you know. I see that you are compliant here in our system. For Robert, we currently have one authorization in for 11 hours. We do not yet
Okay.
have the one from Keystone for 42 hours. So
Okay.
my question to you is, do you want to start with the 11 just to at least get that in?
Yes, because I did talk to his coordinator on Friday, and she was saying it'll take 2 days. She was going to put the paperwork and everything in, and it should only take like 2 days.
Okay. So sometimes they include the weekend, sometimes they don't. So we may still get it tomorrow. Know if we
Right.
do. And it also depends on what the authorization is dated for. If she dated it for today, let's say, then we can start paying from today. But if she dated it for tomorrow, then we can start only from tomorrow. But for
Right.
now, let's just start with the 11. Do you
Okay.
have a schedule in mind or one that you're currently working with?
We can I know my brother said they told him it'd be 10 to 5.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, that's 7 hours. And then 7 hours for 7 is 49 hours. So we're still missing a couple hours there.
Can we get go like maybe 1 or 2 days, like 10 to 6, to make it the
Yeah.
make? Okay.
I think
Okay, that's
four
fine.
hours. So, do you want to do four of those days? You want to do 10 to 6?
Yes.
Okay. And what days?
You could do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay. And then the weekends we'll do 10 to 5.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. So, we'll keep an eye out for that authorization. For now, we can start paying for the 11 hours. Payday
Okay.
is Friday every week, but every week you get paid for the previous week that you worked. So the first week
Okay.
that you work, you won't see a payment, but the following week you'll get paid for that week. Now I
Okay.
see you're getting $16 an hour, and overtime rate is pay time and a half. So that means any hour you work over 40 hours is pay time and a half. Okay.
Okay.
Now I will be sending you two emails. One will be
Okay.
a timesheet from our company. This timesheet can be used if you don't have the clock in and out information yet, or if for whatever reason you were unable to clock in and out. It obviously
Okay.
cannot be used too frequently. Just
Okay.
for, yeah. And the second thing that will be sent will be just directions on how you can get into your Excel force. That's basically a website where you'll see your pay stubs and your W-2s.
Okay. Okay.
Right? So you can
All
call me if you
right.
have any questions about that. And I guess we'll be in touch regarding that second authorization.
Okay. Now you said the time sheets, we only just use them when we can't punch in and punch out, right?
That's right.
Okay, 'cause see with the other
Yeah.
agency, we had to put in a, I had to put in a time sheet every Monday.
Oh,
So,
yeah. Oh, no, this is
yes.
only if you can't punch in. So, for example, starting today, because you're covered already for 11 hours, you can fill one out for
Okay.
today, and you haven't been given directions yet on how to clock in and out.
Right. I have done the HHA with another company before, but
Oh, good.
she was
Okay.
they were saying that they'll tell me more about for the clocking in and clocking out.
Yeah, so you'll get more instructions in that further. A woman named Valeria, she'll be your coordinator. She'll help you out with all the
Okay.
clocking in and out. But for now,
Okay.
until you receive that phone call, you can just use timesheets.
Okay. You say you're gonna email me the timesheet?
Yep.
Okay,
Okay.
that's fine.
All right, and you filled out your direct deposit form, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. Great. All right, then. So we'll be in touch. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.